We're solidly into the second hour of tonight's show. You just heard a little something, as previously mentioned, from Pierre Caguillon, or Pierre Caguillon? Hard to say exactly, but some sort of weird esoteric Greek terminology of some sort. You just heard The Unending Fire, one of two tracks from their debut EP, just released earlier this year, or rather, you know what? I just realized, actually, I kind of messed up. I told you it was going to be all September stuff. This one actually did come out mid-late August, so I'm breaking my own rule here. But I only heard it in September, so forgive me. At any rate, yeah, two songs that are upwards of 10 minutes, and I just love that pummeling, noisy, Kriegskor-style kind of black metal that just starts coming at you and doesn't stop. A lot to look forward to. From this band. Before that, two songs from The Injuring Spirit. You heard Will of Whispers and Fate's Tangled Thread. Their new album, as discussed ad nauseum, features a lot more experimental, psychedelic flourishes, and I, for one, welcome them. As we approach the halfway point of tonight's show, let's go back to Chile. We were there just earlier in the show with Demoniac, but time for us to hear from Blood Oath. Blood Oath are, as far as I can tell, a fairly young band. They have been around since 2015, but they seem quite youthful just by looking at the band photo, and this is their first full-length album. It's called Lost in an Eternal Silence, and it features a lot of very neat kind of, not psychedelic, but I would say sort of progressive, a little bit melodic, but very much still brutal death metal passages, much in the same way the Chasm kind of weaves together these very, very catchy hooks with very old-school HM2-style bludgeoning. So they're taking a page from the Chasm's book, which is always a good sign. We'll be hearing a couple tracks from Blood Oath, and that's going to be followed by two songs, or a couple songs at least, from Fabricant. They are a two-piece from the States, and a bit of a strange band. They have had a reputation for quite some time. Back in the early 2010s, they put out a couple of demos, including one called Drudge to the Thicket, that gained quite a bit of cult success in death metal circles, and they recently got back together after a brief hiatus and have released a new album, their first full-length record, and it's called Drudge to the Thicket, much like the demo from 13 years ago. So, go figure. Some songs are re-recorded, but it is a full-length with mostly new material. So there's been kind of this sort of latent, subdued hype for this album, but when it was announced, people knew that, you know, it was a long time coming. So let's hear from Blood Oath first, and then Fabricant. So here's a little something from these Chilean sensations. The song is The Sacrifice. We'll be right back. Fast and Furious stuff there from Fabricant, the second iteration of Drudge to the Thicket. This time it's a brand new LP with that name. You heard the songs Demigod Prototype, Song of Stillness, and Disjunct. Like I said, very Fast and Furious stuff, very angular, to borrow a term from Pitchfork.com. Very much a lot of grind aesthetic there, a lot of very punchy production, and kind of very, very go, 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 stop, go, go, stop, stop, go, 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 go type song structures. Lovely stuff. Before that, Blood Oath, like I said, a lot of very catchy, deathy melodies right there with influences. You know, I'm going to say it again, influences from the Chasm. There you go. I said it again. Who's going to stop me? We're closing in on the two-hour mark of tonight's show. Just a reminder, listener, that you can catch this entire program. If you are starting to feel those eyelids of yours flutter a little, you can listen to it by going online to ckuw.ca and downloading this episode to listen to once, twice, even perhaps three times at your own convenience, at a time of your choosing. Share it with your friends as well. And if you're still up for it, listener, if you want to stick around, well, then I would encourage you to even stay up past 3 a.m. because of the conclusion of this episode of Metal Monday. We'll be hearing from Amplified Radio and Modern Jazz today, not necessarily in that order, but next thing you know, it'll be Tuesday, and you'll have been listening to some sensational stuff here all night long on CKUW. But let's get back to the metal here, because coming up this next set, a lot of interesting stuff, including some hyped up material from Blood Incantation. They're one of the biggest names in underground metal right now, and we're still waiting for their follow-up to Hidden History of the Human Race back from 2019, and they've given us a little bit of something. Technically released as a single, I would classify it as an EP. It's about a 9-minute song, and then another 9-minute song of the ambient variety, so they're kind of marrying the two styles that they're really leaning into right now. But long story short, we've got a new Blood Incantation song, a metal one, and it's pretty darn good. So we'll be hearing that one. It's called Obliquity of the Ecliptic. Sounds very mathematical. And then we'll be hearing something from Profanatica, a band that has been doing their thing for a couple of decades now. They've been around, if I'm not mistaken, since the early 90s. Actually, the first iteration was around in the early 90s, but they really started putting out full-length albums in the mid-2000s. So this is their sixth, if I'm not mistaken, called Crux Simplex. This is very much a in-your-face, blasphemous, blackened death metal album in the vein of your Angel Corpses and so on. So very different styles going to be on offer in this set here, and I'm going to play you both songs from Blood Incantation. So that includes a song that is close to 9 minutes long, and it's not very heavy. It's got mostly ambient stuff. It's a little bit busier than the stuff they did on Time Wave Zero last year, but it's still very much a chill out. So consider this sort of like the bridge, you know, the mellow middle of tonight's show. But we're going to start with Blood Incantation's new killer track, Obliquity of the Ecliptic. That's going to be followed by more Blood Incantation and then by Profanatica. Check it out.
Your permanence to our your permanence to science.